What should Governor McAuliffe do? I mean, I understand there is a report this morning that he has gone on record as saying that he believes the Syrian refugees should continue to be allowed to be resettled in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Well, guys, good morning. He has said that, and let me say, I think he's wrong. We should not. And we're going to be introducing, myself and a number of other delegates, introducing legislation that's called, one says, one, he should not, tell him that the president would do not do this, but two says, any monies from the state of Virginia will not be used to help resettle these Syrian refugees in Virginia. It's, you know, we can feel sorry for these folks, and we do. We can have empathy, but our first obligation is to protect Americans and to protect Virginia.
So are you making the case that by allowing this, you believe that the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, is taking actions that put people in the Commonwealth at risk?
I think potentially so. And I think you've seen across the nation just yesterday, 27 governors, Democrats and Republicans, have said to the president, don't send Syrian refugees to our state. But yet Governor McAuliffe says, go ahead, we'll take it. I think if you look at what's happened in the last week or so, the head of the CIA said, we're naive if we think they're going to keep those attacks just in Syria and the Middle East. The former head of the CIA, FBI, said, we don't know all these people that are coming in. Because if they Syria, a lot of the records have been destroyed. If they hadn't made a ripple, is what he said in testimony in front of Congress, how would we know even when we're checking them? It's just rather be safe than sorry. And our first obligation is to Virginians and Americans. And we are going to say we're not going to give you $1 to help resettle these people in Virginia.
Doug Hugo, can I ask you, first of all, do we know how many Syrian refugees have already been resettled in the Commonwealth of Virginia? Do we know where they are? And were we notified before they were dropped into the state?
I don't believe we were notified. Two, I know Charlottesville, they put some in Charlottesville, the D.C. area, and they're in every, they're in many, many states around the country. And I think the other thing, too, guys, that people really need to think, we all have a responsibility, whether it's federal, state, and local. This FBI said there's ISIS investigations in every state of the union. And I think we've got to, you know, be very careful. They said, the ISIS said yesterday, they're going to come to, you know, they're going to attack Washington, D.C. like they did France.
Yeah.
Now I want every one of your listeners who's on their way to D.C. or has a wife or a husband on the way to D.C. to think about that. I mean, when they're saying that publicly, when the FBI director and the CIA director, and the CIA director is appointed by President Obama, is saying, we got problems coming our way, you really need to think it seriously. And I urge Governor McAuliffe to not do the political Democratic thing, but to do the thing that is the right thing for Virginia. You want to be safe and not sorry. And all we're saying is, we're not saying forever, but if the FBI director is saying, we're not sure of all these people coming through, take a 2-year pause.
Yeah.
The legislation we're going to introduce just says, no, we're not going to help you for 2 years. That'll give you time to look at it. That'll get us time to review everything properly.
Doug and Hugo, there are many people across political lines who are saying that accepting refugees from a battle-torn nation like Syria represents everything that America is supposed to stand for. And yesterday, the president said this. I want to play his audio. He was specifically responding in an oblique way to Ted Cruz suggesting that maybe we should only bring in Christian refugees from Syria. Here's the president's remarks. I want you to respond.
When I hear political leaders suggesting that there would be a religious test for which person who's fleeing from a war-torn country is admitted, when some of those folks themselves come from families who benefited from protection when they were fleeing political persecution, that's shameful.
Delegate Tim Hugo, the president says that your position is shameful.
Now, one, I'm with Newt Gingrich. I'm going to say no Syrian refugees for 2 years. We're not having a religious test. No Syrian refugees for 2 years. But I think it's shameful that your first obligation is to protect the people of the United States, to protect the people of Virginia. And that's what we're saying. You remember a lot of the 9/11 hijackers had Virginia driver's licenses. We have got to understand how close we are to Washington, D.C., how attractive a target. If they went to Paris, what kind of PR is ISIS going to have when they attack Washington, D.C. or some of the suburbs here? And that's all we're saying. This is not the end-all, be-all, but we all have an obligation federal, state, and local to do what we can to protect our citizens. I'm calling on Governor McAuliffe to do this, to tell the president no, to join 27 other governors. And in January, we'll be here, Republicans and hopefully Democrats, to say, no, we're going to cut off the money to reuse any state money to resettle these folks here.